Name thyself, stranger. I am Yoshka, captain of the Dark Moon Knights. What beckoned thee to such a place?
Thou thinkst too.
Very well. Captain to this nightless company I remain. I will grant thee purpose. Thou'st journeyed far. Hear my voice. If thou shalt swear by the covenant to become a shadow of Father Gwyn and Sister Guinevere, a blade that shall hunt the foes of our lords, then I place thee under the aegis and the power of the Dark Moon. Thou art now a blade of the Dark Moon, the only knight of our company. Swear this oath and face thy solemn duty.
If thou'st come stumbling here in error, I bid thee leave anon. This tower is a prison. Thy presence shall invoke the ire of the tyrant Sullivan. Though 'twas a rare delight to converse with another. My thanks, strange visitor. May the Dark Moon watch over thee.
Thou think'st to remain. This tower is a prison. Thy presence shall invoke the ire of the tyrant Sullivan. I bid thee leave, anon. May the Dark Moon watch over thee.
Thou art returned.
This tower is a prison. Thy presence shall invoke the ire of the tyrant Sullivan. I bid thee leave, anon. May the Dark Moon watch over thee.
Oh, good blade of the Dark Moon, welcome home.
If I can provide thee succor, only tell me how.
Off so soon?
May the Dark Moon watch over thee.
Long ago, our father Gwyn, lamenting the waning of the fire, became cinder of his own will.
Now, the fire is linked by the champions who have come in his stead. Such is the will of Father and the gods. And so the Dark Moon Knights took arms to watch over those who link the fire. But long ago, our company lost its last proper knight. Only its covenant was preserved to this day, until the time of thy visit. Erdom taketh many forms, indeed.
May I pose thee a question?
This tower, this prison, stands tall and solitary, the contraption bridging its lower reaches long unmoving. So, by what path didst thou here ascend? Art thou a creature of the air? Or other winged thing?
Oh my! I imagined it might be so.
Then thou art a dragon? Or perhaps a crow? Well, whatever thou beest, thou'rt wondrous strange, yet strangely familiar, visitor.
No, of course not. Forgive my prying. Think no more on mine asking. I'm ashamed to say I know very little of anything.
The Dark Moon Knights were once led by my elder brother, the Dark Sun Gwyndolin. But he was stricken by illness, and leadership of the knights fell to me. Then Sullivan wrongfully proclaimed himself pontiff, and took me prisoner. Oh, where could my dear brother be? If only he were here, I would be most pleased for ye both to meet. As most assuredly would he.
Oh, this is my brother's finger.
How it has thinned and withered.
Oh, my thanks. I'm certain thou'st given my brother peace.
It is not much, but take this ring. It is not much, but please take this. As my thanks, not as a captain, but as sister to the Dark Sun Gwyndolin. Thou'st granted me my brother's touch one last time.
Ah! Dear brother, forgive me. There is no one left. Please, stop this. Thou art no true knight. Dear brother, forgive me. I've been deceived. This man is a grave threat. This woman is a grave threat.
My blade of the dark moon, thy deeds merit great worship. As captain, 'tis my duty to honor knights of great accomplishment. This is a wonder of the dark moon, inherited from my brother for this very purpose. Please, it is thine, and not lightly given. As a shade of Father Gwyn and Sister Guinevere, persevere in thy knightly duty, hunting down the gods' would-be foes. My blade of the dark moon, thy deeds merit great worship. I, Yoshka, captain of this company, hereby recognize thy service. Please, take this. Thou art most deserving of it. As a shade of Father Gwyn and Sister Guinevere, persevere in thy knightly duty, hunting down the gods' would-be foes. I would speak to my brother of this, one day, of the shining new hope that joined our dear company. I speak of thee, of course.